This is AAR Audio, and you're listening to Freight Rail Operations 101. Most people see a freight train and think about that big, impressive locomotive pulling it. But that's only one piece of a much larger system. Behind every train is a vast network of tracks, rail cars, dispatchers, maintenance crews, yards, bridges, signals, and technology working together to move freight safely and efficiently across North America. Here's how it all comes together. Let's start with the railroad network itself. Freight railroads account for roughly 40% of U.S. long-distance freight volume measured by ton miles. That's more than any other mode of transportation. Six Class I railroads primarily operate long-distance trains. Regional and short line railroads connect local businesses to those larger networks. Think of short lines as the first and last mile of the freight rail system. Together, these railroads connect farms, factories, ports, warehouses, and businesses across the continent. Unlike most countries, North America's freight rail network is largely privately owned. Freight railroads build it, maintain it, and invest tens of billions of dollars every year to modernize it for the future. Every train on that network begins with a locomotive. A locomotive doesn't just pull the train. It also acts as kind of a rolling computer. Hundreds of sensors monitor everything from the engine and brakes to the wheels and fuel use. Engineers see that information in real time inside the cab. Operations centers monitor it too. Many locomotives also work together. On very long trains, additional locomotives may be placed in the middle or at the rear. The lead engineer controls them remotely. This is known as distributed power. It improves efficiency and reduces the forces placed on the train. Railroads also rebuild and modernize locomotives throughout their service lives. They upgrade them with newer safety and emissions technologies, and they keep them operating for decades. Behind the locomotives are the rail cars. Not every rail car looks the same because not every product travels the same way. Box cars carry packaged goods. Flat cars move oversized equipment and construction materials. Covered hopper cars carry grain and fertilizer. Open hoppers move coal and aggregates. Tank cars transport liquids and gases. Auto racks carry, well, new vehicles. And well cars move the intermodal containers that connect ships, trains, and trucks. Regardless of who owns them, every rail car must meet strict federal safety and inspection standards before it can operate on the network. Beneath every rail car are components most people never notice. Each rail car rides on wheel sets. That's two solid steel wheels mounted to a single axle. They support the enormous weight of the train while guiding it safely along the rails. Rail cars are connected by heavy-duty couplers that automatically lock together when cars are joined. Air hoses connect the braking system from one rail car to the next, so the engineer can apply the brakes across the entire train. Of course, trains need somewhere to go. America's freight rail network includes nearly 140,000 miles of mainline track. Steel rails guide the train. Ties hold the rails in place. Crushed stone, called ballast, supports the track, distributes the train's weight, and helps drain water. Railroads constantly inspect and maintain every part of this system. They replace rails, install new ties, clean ballast, and they use specialized inspection vehicles, drones, ultrasonic equipment, and other sensors to identify hidden problems before they become bigger issues. Not every train travels directly from its starting point to its destination. Along the way, many stop in rail yards. Think of a rail yard as a sorting center. Some yards break apart arriving trains and build new ones based on where each rail car needs to go. Others transfer shipping containers between trains and trucks. Modern rail yards rely on cranes, automated systems, remote-controlled locomotives, and digital tracking technology to move thousands of rail cars safely and efficiently every day. Nearby rail shops inspect, repair, rebuild, and maintain locomotives and rail cars to keep the network operating safely. Moving that many trains takes careful coordination. Dispatchers manage train traffic across hundreds of miles of railroad. Using computerized control systems, they determine when trains move, which tracks they use, and where they safely pass one another. Signals alongside the track communicate instructions to train crews. Green means proceed, yellow tells crews to slow down and prepare for changing conditions, and red, well, that means stop. Many routes also use Positive Train Control, or PTC. This advanced safety technology continuously monitors train speed and location. If necessary, it can automatically stop a train to help prevent certain types of accidents caused by human error. The railroad network extends well beyond the tracks. More than 60,000 rail bridges carry trains across rivers and valleys. Tunnels allow trains to pass through mountains and dense urban areas. Many of these structures have been in service for generations because railroads continuously inspect, maintain, strengthen, and modernize them as technology and freight demands evolve. One part of the railroad network that almost everyone encounters is the grade crossing. These are the places where roads and railroad tracks cross at the same level. There are more than 200,000 grade crossings across the United States. Railroads maintain the tracks and warning systems at the crossing. State and local governments generally maintain the roadway. Even with significant safety improvements, grade crossings and trespassing remain the leading causes of rail-related injuries and fatalities. That's why railroads continue investing in better warning systems, public education, and crossing improvements. Freight rail may look simple from the outside, a locomotive pulling a line of rail cars. But behind every train is one of the most sophisticated transportation systems in the world. Tens of thousands of skilled employees, countless technologies, millions of inspections every year, and a privately owned network that never stops moving. Together, they keep America's freight and America's economy moving safely, efficiently, and reliably every day.